Okay, we are holding now on Tes Zayin, the last full daf in the first parak on the top line. Okay, we discussed the last time with the story of Eov, and the Gemara is going through and darshing, explaining the psukim, what exactly was going on over there. So picking up at the very top, Od ze medaber veze bo v'omer eish Elohim. So while he was still speaking, another one came and said, the fire of God has come, and it's burned up all the sheep and all the servants. Od ze medaber veze bo v'omer kastim samu shlosha roshim v'yif shetu al hagamalim. So someone's still talking, and then the came and took, made the three groups, and they took the camels, and they carried them away, and they killed all your servants with the sword. Odze medaber, still while they're still talking, one trouble after another. Zebova omer banecha venosecha oichlim v'shoisim yayim beveis achihem habechor. They were, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the bechor's house. V'hine ruach gedola bo ve'ever hamidbar v'yiga ba'arba pinoi sabayis v'yipol al hanorim. And a wind came from across the wilderness, and it hit the four sides of the house, and it fell upon them. They all died. Vayakam Eov vayikra es meilo vayoges es rosho. So Eov got up. He tore kriya, and he shaved his head. So this is a question, because we know that an oval is not allowed to do that. There's going to be a few things coming up where the Mefarshim actually discuss how Eov could do such a thing like that. This is part of Losis go to do. Okay. Vayomer Arum Yotsasi mi beten imi va'arum oshuv shama hashem shama hashem noson v'hashem lokach yishem hashem mivorach. So he says, I came naked from my mother's womb, I'm going to return naked. There, I mean, there just means back to the ground, right? But Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach, Hashem's name should always be blessed. Bechozos lochota Eov v'lonosan tefila Elohim. Eov didn't sin, and he didn't tifla. He didn't give any blame onto Hashem. These are psukim in the beginning of again Perek Aleph. Vayhi hayom v'yavo bnei Elohim v'his yatzev. Right, the sons of God were coming to present the satans there as well. Vayomer Hashem el hasatan emize tavo v'yan hasatan el Hashem vayomer mishut ba'aretz. Where was Hashem says to the satan, where are you coming from? He says, I'm going around. I'm going up and down the world. This is now Perek Beis. Amar lefonav. So the satan said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam. Shatati b'cho ha'olam v'lo matzasi ke'abdecho Avraham. I went across the whole world. I haven't found anybody who is as loyal as your servant Avraham. Shamart alo, you said to him, kum hisalech ba'aretz, the arka l'rachba ki l'cho ednena. Like we saw in yesterday's daf, go walk the whole width of the length of the land, I'm going to give it to you. B'shah shabikesh likbor Sarin. The time came he had to bury his wife. Sarah lo matzah makom lekover. He couldn't find even place to bury her. Lo hirhir acher midoseha. And he didn't criticize you. He didn't keep your word. That's fascinating. There's a machlokus rishonim how to understand the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says that there were 10 nisyonos for Avram. It's interesting that the Chaim Volozhin has a beautiful diak. He says that when it's counting, that there's 10 generations from Adam to Noach, 10 generations from Noach until Avram. And then when it says about the Nisyon, it says Avram Avinu. So all of a sudden, punk there, it becomes, he changes from Avram, becomes Avram Avinu. Says the Nefesh HaChaim writes that, written in his commentary, Ruach Chaim, that the idea of an Av is who gives over their DNA. Their spiritual DNA to their children. So Avraham Avinu, who once he was omed in all of his nisyonos, so they gave that koch to his children. So at that point, he stops being Avram. He's called, the Mishnah calls him Avram Avinu, because he gave us the ability to be as well. But actually, on the Mishnah, it's a machlokus, Rashi and Rambam, whether we only count the nisyonos that are mentioned beferish in the psukim. I believe that's the Rambam and Rashi counts midrashim. Avram was thrown into a dungeon by Nimrod, etc. But there's a fascinating comment of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah counts the 10th most difficult test. Obviously, it's going up in order. You know, you're getting more and more difficult. 10 is much harder than 9 was. He counts the 10th test as this idea that Avram has to negotiate with Ephron. I mean, after everything he's gone through, and his wife, his beloved wife, dies, his life partner, and he has to now bury and negotiate with his lowlife. So that was the most difficult test. That was even more difficult than the Akedah. But here, this is what the Satan is saying. Oh, here, Acher Midosecha. Avram didn't, he wasn't Mahar, he didn't criticize you at all. So now, back into the Gemara. Vayomer Hashem el Satan, Hasamta libcho el avdi Eov? Have you paid attention to my Eved Eov? Ki ein kamohu ba'aretz. There's no one like him on the whole earth. He's perfect. He's upright. He fears Hashem. He turns people away from doing averus. Va'odeno mechazik besumaso. Vatesisehu bo levalo chinon. Right, he holds strong to his integrity, and though you moved him against me to destroy him without any reason. If it wouldn't be written like this, you couldn't say such a thing, right? The Gemara will talk to him when he's like, you know, anthropomorphic terms or something like that. Something's not bekovedik. He's like ke'adam shemesisin oso venise. It's like a person who persuades and allows himself to be persuaded, right? Meaning Hashem didn't want to do anything, but Hashem allowed the Satan to, so to speak, persuade him into testing Eov. The Masni Satan, we learned to live in the Brisa like this. Yored umase v'olu margiz noto reshus noto neshama. That this Satan is a real nefarious character. First thing he does, he comes down to this world and he tempts a person and tricks him to doing it. Then he goes up and makes an accusation against him, like in Hebrew, lisatein is to accuse. And then noto reshus, he's allowed to get permission, v'noto neshama, to come down and kill the person as a punishment for him. So he has three phases to this evil character. V'yan hasatan es Hashem v'yomer od, or I'm sorry, or ba'ad, or v'chol asher le'ish yitein ba'ad nafsho. So the Satan says to Hashem, skin for skin, right? The person would do anything to protect his life. Ulam shlach na yodcha v'dna v'ga el atzmo v'el besaro imlo al panecha yivarecha. So put your hand on his bones in his flesh, he's going to curse. V'omer Hashem el ha-satan. Meaning, you're saying, yeah, a person, of course, the money, okay, but you didn't really hit him hard. So now hit physical afflictions, don't just take away his money. So V'omer Hashem el ha-satan, hino b'yadecho, ach es nafsho shmor. I'm giving him over to you, but you can't kill his life. You can't kill him. V'yetzi ha-satan me'ez p'nei Hashem v'yach es Eov. So the satan went and hit Eov, right? He had all sorts of bodily afflictions that were coming on to him. Omer b'Yitzchak, kashet saro shel satan yoyse mishel Eov. The satan's suffering was more than Eov. Moshel Eved, she'amar lo rabo, like in a parable of an Eved, says to his master, shvor chavis, you can break the barrel, ushmor es yenah, but you have to save its wine. Meaning, Hashem told Satan, you can do whatever you want, except killing Eov, right? So that fact that the Satan was limited in what he was allowed to do, that's what caused the Satan to suffer. Omer Ish Lakish, who Satan, who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMavis. This is what we just said in a minute ago, that he does three things. First, he becomes the Yetzirah, to get a person to do the Avera. Then he goes up to Shemayim, and he accuses, and he comes down, and carries out the sentence. The one's going to explain this. Who Satan, dechsiv, vayetze ha-Satan, me'eis p'nei Hashem. The Satan goes out from Hashem. Hu Yetzahar, he's the evil inclination. Kesiv Hosam says, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. This is the end of Parshas Bereishis, right? That's actually the first time the Pasuk, the word Ra is used in a Pasuk. Is by the end when Hashem says that he regrets because people are going to have a Yetzahara. Kesiv Hochan says here, Rak Es Nafsho Shemor, Rak Elav, Al Tishlach Yodecha, right? With the brackets. Don't put your hand against him. Humal Chamavis, he's the angel of death. Chesiv Ach Es Nafsho Shemor, protect him. Don't take his nefesh. So Alma Bi Didei Kaima, you see that his hands were in his life. His life was in his hands, right? Alma Bi Didei Kaima, that it depends on him, the Satan. So therefore, you see the Satan is the Malach Chamavis as well. Omer Levi Satan Upenina L'Shem Shemaim Niskavnu. So both the Satan who had these accusations against Eov, and Penina, who tormented Chana before she gave birth to Shmuel, they were doing this l'shem Shemayim. Satan kevan to Chazya l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Natya Daite Baser Eov. He saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu was inclined towards favoring Eov, right? Omer Chasasham Minshe Leil Rachmanuse to Avraham. He should, maybe Hashem's gonna Chasasham forget the love he has for Avraham. Right, so therefore that's why he did it. Penina, so what's going on with Penina? Dichsiv v'chi asas ta tzarata gam kas ba'avur hara'ima. Her rival provoked her to make her, to upset her, right? And she was trying to motivate her to daven, right? So, drosha Darsha Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Dipa Punya Asa Satan Anashke Lekare. So the Satan came and kissed his feet for speaking positively about him. This is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Okay. B'chol zois lochata Iyo b'sfasav. Right, and all this Iyo didn't sin with his svasav, with his lips. Amarava b'svasav lochata, with his lips. The diak is the lips he didn't do, b'libochata, but his heart he did. My ka'am, what he say? Eretz nitne b'yad rasha p'nei shoifteha yechase imlo efo mihu. The earth is given over into the hand of the wicked, and he covers the face of the judges. If it's not him, then who is it? Omarava bikish Iyov lahafuch kara apia. He wanted to turn the bowl upside down, meaning he would say something that was apikorsis, that the earth is given over to Rishon, meaning that he really had a Shem in mind. Omale Abaye lo diber Iyov elekneged hasatan. Abaye said no. Iyov was referring to the satan here. That's the wicked one who the earth was given over to. So kitanoi. This is really like a machlokus amongst the tanoim. The machlokus over here between the amoraim is really machlokus tanoim. Eretz nitna biyad rasha. The earth is given into the hands of a rasha, of a wicked person. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bikish Iyov hafach kara al piha. Iyov wanted to turn the bowl upside down, say something that was really apikorsis. Omer Rabbi Yeshua lo diber Iyov eleklape satan. No, Rabbi Yeshua says Iyov is only here is referring to the satan when he says these things. So now we're going to continue to discuss Iyov, what he said. Al daitecho kilo ersha ve'ein miyadcho matzio. You know that I'm not wicked. There's none that can deliver out of your hand. Omarava bikesh Iyov leptor es kol ha'olam kulo min hadin. Iyov wanted to putter everybody from judging. Meaning, what would that mean? That every person's actions are really being, you know, directed by Hashem, and therefore you can't be held responsible, right? Meaning like this: if you wanted to, you could prevent me from sinning, right? So that's what he's saying. So Amar Lefon of Ribono Sha'olam, Barasa Shor Parsosav Stukos. You created an ox with split hooves, that makes it kosher. Barasa Chamor Parsosav Klutois, and you made the donkey with the closed hooves, that makes it osir. Barasa Gan Eden, you created Gan Eden. Barasa Gehenim, you created Gehenim. Barasa Tzadikim, you created Tzadikim. Barasa Rishayim, you created Rishayim. Mima Akev Al Yodcho, who stops you? Who stops you? You created people as Tzadikim, you created them as Rishayim, so you can't come now and complain about how they're acting, right? My hadrile chavre de Iov. What did Iov's friends answer back to him? Afata tofir yura the sigra sicha lifnekel. You do away with fear. You're getting away with it. You're stopping the devotions before Hashem with these types of statements you're making. Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara. Hashem created the Yetzahara. Baruch Lo Torah Tavlin. He created an antidote to counter it. See, there's a way to, you know, we have a Yetzahara, but we're not condemned. We have free choice. So Dorash Rav made a drasha. My dichsiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? Birkas Oved Alai Tavo Velev Amona Arnin. The blessing of him that was lost came upon me. I caused the widow's heart to sing with joy. It's in Perika Chaf Tes. Birkas Ovid Alai Tovo. The blessing of him that was lost came on me. Milam Tija Shahaya Gozel Soda Miesomim Umash Bicha Umach Zero Lahen. So again, this is one of those things that Eve was doing that's questionable if that works Alpi Halacha, that he would steal the field of orphans, he would then improve it and then give it back to them. So they'd be so happy about this, right? So are you allowed to do that? So it could be that they understood that that this is what Eve does. Like when they knew that Eve stole the field, then like they knew he was giving it back anyway. So it wasn't really like a real gneva. This was like some ploy, some trick he did in order to help them out a little bit. The next thing he used to do, v'lev amana arnin, right? I caused the widow's heart to sing, like rina. D'chol heicha d'have ika amana, any place there was a widow, d'lo have nasve law, the woman doesn't want to marry her, have ozil shade shmei ilava. He would put his name on her. He would say she's like one of my relatives, right? He started rumors about that. And then, oh, she's connected to Eov. V'havu osu nasve law, people that want to marry her. So that's the whole question. Are you allowed to say a shekir, especially in shiduchim, such a, you know, sensitive area? But again, another thing he would do, first we talk about cutting his hair as a sign of a velus here by stealing property and then giving it back. The more in Bava, where is it? I think in Bava Metzia, I forgot already where it says you're not allowed to do that, and then here about saying a shekir. Fine. Continues. Lu shakul yishakel kasi v'havasi b'moznayim yisu yachad. My vexation was weighed, and my calamity was laid in the balances. That's in Perek Vav. Amarav, ofra lefume de Iov. Put dust, you should put dust, dirt in the mouth of Iov. He shouldn't have spoken this way. Meaning he's weighing his deeds against Hashem. Chavrusa klape shema, you're a chavrusa, you're such a chavr with him. So I was thinking about this, because we know Rabbi Nachman teaches about in his Vodas, one's supposed to speak like they're speaking to a close friend towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here he's saying, be speaking disrespectfully, right? That means Chavrusa klape shemayim. So lu yesh beinenu mochiach yoshis yado al shneinu. If there would be someone who could, you know, decide between us, right, who put his hand on us both. Amarav, afra lefume de Iov. Again, put dust in the mouth of Iov for saying that. Klum yesh eved shomachiach es rabo. Does an eved give muster to his master? Bris karati le'enai uma esbonein al basula. I made a covenant with my eyes that I won't even look at a basula. I didn't look at inappropriate things. Amarava afra lefume de Iov. Again, put dust in the mouth of Iov for saying that he didn't look at another woman. Ihu ba'acharonisa. Right? What he's saying, he didn't look at other woman. But Avraham, afil b'didei, even his own wife, Loistak, he didn't look at his own wife. Right? In Lech Lecha, he says, now we're going to Mitzrayim, and now is the time to act upon your beauty. Now I know that you're the beautiful wife. This implies he didn't look at her. So the Mefarshim, the Achronim ask, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Kedushin that you have to look at your wife before you marry her. Avram, we know in Yuma, Chavtes, said he kept Kol Torah Kulo. So how could it be that Avram didn't look at Sarah before they married? So I think it's the Marashal maybe, says that he looked at her when they originally got married, when they were young, and she was good looking, but then he didn't look at her since then. But now they're elderly, they're going down, and he thought that she would not be, be as attractive anymore. But no, now he sees that she aged very gracefully. She was still attractive as she was advanced in years. The Ramer Shapiro, Zatzal, Yortz Design Cheshvan, says that what Avram saw Sarah originally, it was like the Gemara talks about Esther. The Esther was beautiful. It says, no, Esther wasn't beautiful. I think it's Shimon Korcha says she she was green. There was a chut shal chesed. So that's what Avraham thought. It's a beautiful idea. He says Avraham thought that yes, Sarah looked attractive. That was a chut shal chesed. But now, as they're going down to Mitzrayim, so the chut shal chesed would make her not be attractive. So he thought that now he's looking at his wife and he realizes, no, it's not a chut shal chesed, because if it was a chut shal chesed, then Sarah looked like Yerako. She would have looked like green as they're going down to Mitzrayim. But when he sees that Sarah is actually beautiful, he realizes that was her true beauty. It wasn't like this chut shal chesed that made her appear that way to others. So that's what it means, that I know now, right? He didn't know Yedati now, Kizi Yafat Mara. Okay. Good, let's go weiter. Kala onan veyelech kain yored sh'ol lo yale. The cloud is consumed and vanishes, so the one who goes to the grave is not going to come up anymore. Perek Zayin. Omarav mikan shekofer Iyev b'tchiyas ha-mesim. So you see from here that Iyev was koifer, denied the tchiyas ha-mesim. Asher b'sa'ara yeshufeni v'hirba p'tza'ai chinam. He crushes me with a strong tempest, and he multiplies my wound for no reason, for free. Omarabo, Iov b'sa'ara cheref, u'b'sa'ara heshivuhu. Iov blasphemed with mentioning this tempest, and he was answered with it. B'sa'ara cheref, he blasphemed with Hashem with this word, d'chziv, asher b'sa'ara yeshufeni. He crushed me with a tempest. This is what Eve is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shalom, Shema Ruach Sa'ara Avra Lefanecha. Maybe a wind came in front of you. V'nischalef Lecha Bein Iov Le'oyev. And you got confused. You confused Iov with Oyev. You switched the two middle letters of my name. Besar Heshivuhu. And with a Sara, with a storm, a tempest, he was answered. Dichsiv, Yan Hashem es Iov Min HaSa'ara Vayomar. Ezarna kegever chalatzecha esh alcha behodieni. You gird yourself like a man. I'm gonna demand of you, and you're gonna let me know what your answer is. So amalo har be nimin berasi ba'adam. I created many hairs in a person. V'chol nima v'nima, and in every single hair berasi lo guma b'fnei atzma. It has its own follicle, which the hair grows in. Shelo yehu shtayim yonkos miguma achas. You don't have two hairs from the same follicle. Sheilmale shtayim yonkos miguma achas. Because you would have two hair follicles from two hairs growing from the same follicle. Machashikos meor einar shel adam. It would hurt a person's vision. Bein guma leguma lo nischalifli. I don't get confused between one little follicle and another. Bein iov leoyev nischalifli. And I should get it. So just the word saora, right, is related to the phonetically to the word for hair, right? Mi pilag l'shetef tala. Who divided a channel for the torrent of rain, path for the lightning of thunder? And Yulam and Ches. Harbe tipin barasi ba'avim. I created many drops of water in the clouds. The whole tip of a tipa barasi la defus bifnei atzmo. And each one has its own channel. Kidei shelo yehu shtei tipin yotzos mitafus echad. The one shouldn't come from the same drop. She'ilmal shtei tipin yotzos mitafus echad. Because if you would have two drops coming from the same channel, mitat tefushos. As for arts, ve'ena motzia peros. The earth will be destroyed and wouldn't produce any peros. Peros here is fruits, right? We point out many times it. Ferut and Perot are the same word, just different languages. Bein tip letipa lo nischalifli. I don't get confused between one drop and the other. Bein Iov lo Oyev nischalifli. And you think I got confused between Oyev and Iov? So my mashma the high tale lishne defusi. Where do you know the word that tale means a channel? So Om Rabba Bar Shela dechsiv vayas ta'o kiveis hasaim zera. Pasuk in Melachim, he fashioned a channel around the altar, and it would have two saw of seeds. Okay, now coming on the second part of the pasuk, v'derech lachaziz kolos, right, a path of the lightning for the thunder. So this is how we darshan it. Harbe kolos barasi ba'avim. I made many thunders claps in the clouds. V'chol kol v'chol barasi lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. And each and every one thunder has its own path. Kadesh shelo yehu. So that two thunder sounds shouldn't go on the same path. If they go from the same shvil, from the same path, it would destroy the entire world. And I don't get confused between one thunder and the other. I'm going to confuse with one Eov, with Eov and Oyev. Hayedato es ledes yaale sala chilil ayolos tishmor. Okay, do you know when the wild goats of the rock give birth? Can you mark when the hinds have their calves? So yaale zo ach zoris albaneha. Right, the goat is cruel to her children, her sons. Right, doesn't make pity on them. Beshash koras and turn the dot. The ledes when she's giving birth to them. Ola Leroy Shahar, she goes up to the top of the mountain. Kidei sheipo mimeno v'yomos, they're going to fall down and die. V'ani mazmin lo nesher mi shemekablo yibikhanafov u'manichol lefaneha. And I bring an eagle that comes and gets it and brings it before her, right? V'il male makdim rege echad o misache rege echad miyad meis. If the eagle would come a little bit too early or a little bit too late, then this little kid would die. Bein regular, regular, nischalifli. I don't get confused with one moment and the other. Bein Iov, the Oyev, nischalifli. You think I confused Iov with Oyev? Okay. Cholo Ayolos Tishmor. Again, all these things that you mark when the hinds have their calves. Ayolozo Rachma Tsar. The womb of this, of the Ayala is very narrow. Right, it's hard for her to give birth. That's what it's saying. So b'shasha koras l'edes. One time she's squatting down in order to give birth, and imazmin lo derakoin shemakisha bebeis harechem. I have a snake comes and bites her by the beis harechem, where the womb, u'misrape mi molodo, and there it becomes loose, and she gives birth. Ve'imali machtim rege echad o ma'acher rege echad miyad mesa. And if this snake would come and bite the ayala one second early or one second too late, bein regular regular, they would die. So bein regular regular lo nischalifli. I don't confuse one moment with the other. Bein Iov the Oyev nischalifli. Again, all these proofs showing how medaktik is, how Kodesh Baruch Hu is with his universe. So Iov, what are you saying? That like things are just happening randomly? I got confused, and this is not all planned out. All these things that are happening to you. So Iov lo bedas yedaber devorav lo behaskel. Iov spoke without das. His words were without seichel, without any thought, without any wisdom. Right. And it says, on the other hand, kilo dibartem elai nechoina ke'avdi Iov. Right? When talking, you didn't speak of me properly, like my Evid, like Iov did. So Amarava, you see from this, Mikan she'ein adam nispas b'shas tsaro. A person is really held responsible for things they say when they're having tsar. A person is tremendously suffering, so they could say things that we know are wrong. They could say things that we know are inappropriate, but they're not going to punish for them because they said them when they were going through a time of hardship and a time of pain. Okay, continuing with the whole discussion. Ve'yishmu shloshes re'e Iyov. Es kol hara'a hazois haba alav v'yavo ish mimakomo elifaz ha'temani v'bildad ha'shuchi v'tsofar hana'amosi v'yivad adu yachtav levo lanud lo l'nachala. So, l'nachamo. So, Iyov's three friends hear all the bad things that happened to him, and they all came together, right? So it's interesting. What does it mean? Va'adu yachtav. They made a meeting, an appointment together. Interesting. Omarav, Yehuda Omarav, milamed shenichnesu kulan b'shar echad. They all came through one gate. V'tanan bein kol echad ve'echad shalosh me'os parse. There were 300 parsos between each and every one of them. They all live so far away, but like they got this message. We'll see the words explained, but they all came in at the exact same time. So manahan v'yade. How did they know? How did they all know that what Eve was suffering, so they all knew to come? Ikeda Amri, some say like this. Kalila havelahu. They had a crown, and this crown would show like certain signs when something was happening to one of the others, like a pact between them. Because Amri, some say it was a different way they knew. Ilan Havilahu, they had a tree, right? The cave and the chamshi, when it was kamush means like to wither away. The tree was withering. Havayade, that's how they knew that something was wrong with one of them. Omarava, Haine da Amri Inshi, this is what people say. Oi chavra ke chavre de Iyov, o misusa. You should either have a friend like a friend of Iyov, or you should have a misa, right? If a person lacks close friends, it's you're better off dead, right? As we said over from yesterday from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that you see that of all the afflictions that Eve had, his friends were not harmed because the person couldn't survive without his friends. Okay, weiter vayehi ki he chel ha'adam l'roiv al pnei ha'adama uvenos yuldu lohem. When this is in the end Parshas Bereishis, they were multiplying on the face of earth, and daughters were born to them. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Revia Ba'a La'olam. Children were coming into the world through them. Reish Lakish Omer, Meriva Ba'a La'olam. He says, no, strife came into the world. Omer Le, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Ledidach, the Amrad, Revia Ba'a La'olam. You say that there was like Puravu, that there was a lot of children coming into the world. Bibne Mal, Lo nichpelu benosav shel Iyov. So according to that, why weren't Iyov's daughters at the very end? At the very end, when Hashem doubled, the very in Perika Lamed, no, not Lamed, Membes, Iyov, everything gets doubled. So why didn't Iyov had double the daughters? So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, Nihi granted the lo nichpelu b'shemus. Yeah, the they weren't doubled in names. Aval nichpelu b'yofi, but they were doubled in twice as beautiful. Dichsi v'ahi lo shivana. Bonim v'shalosh bonos, right? He had seven sons and three daughters. V'ikra shem ha'achas yemima, v'shem ha'shenis kitzia, v'shem ha'shlishis keren hafuch. Right? So these are the names of them, and each one of these is darshened for her beauty. Yemima, why is that? Shahaisa doima leyom. She was similar to the daytime, like kitzia. That's a type of smell. Shahaya recha nodef kitzia. Kitsi, like her, like it would smell. She had a very good type of smell. Karen Hafuch, that she was Karen Hafuch was mean. Amri de Rabbi Shela Shedoim le Karna de Keresh. She had the horn. So the Steindl explained this is like the hippopotamus. That's the animal that's being referred to over here. So Machaychu Lala b'Marav. When they heard about this in Eretz Yisrael in the West, that was they started laughing at this. Karna de Keresh Lekusahi. That's a curse. That's a blemish. It doesn't look nice when you're like that. Ela Omer Rav Chizda Kikurkama Derishka b'Mine. Really, it was the type of the crocus. That's what he brings. Is the type of very nice. Plant, garden saffron was like that was the best of its kind. The Karen is the garden, and puch means like an adornment, right? Shneemar ki tik rei bapuch. You will be enlarge your eyes with paint, right? That's the idea of it was something beautiful. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Is Yelido le Brato. So they heard that Rabbi Shimon, right, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, had a daughter, right? Havaka Chalish Daiti, had Chalisha Sadas. He wanted to have a son. Wasn't happy he had a daughter. Armulei Avuas' father said to him, Revia Bola Oilam, right? Just we said, Puravu has now come to the world because you had a daughter. Armulei Bar Kapara, Tanchumim Shel Hevel Nichamcho Avuch. Your father said meaningless Nechama. Titania, Eev Shel Oilam Below Zachorim, right? Vlonikabas. You need boys and girls, men and women, right? In order to have Puravu. Ela Ashrei Lemi Shebon of Zachorim. Fortune is the person whose sons are, children are male. Oilo Lemi Shebonov Nikevas. Woe is the person whose children are female. It's impossible to either have a spice dealer, right, that things smell good, or the bursi is the tanner. Ashimisha umnoso busmi. Fortune is the person who gets to be the one who sells the basalmim. They think smell good. Oilimisha umnoso bursi. And woe is the one who has their job is there the tanner because it smells bad. They're both necessary, but it's better to work with good smelling things than with bad smelling things. So kitanoi, this is also machlokas noin. Hashem berach es Avraham bakol. It says Hashem blessed Avraham bakol. So what does it mean? By bakol, Rabbi Meir Omer shelo haisalo bas. That he didn't have a daughter. So now he had a daughter. That's what it means. He got everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shehaisalo bas. He had a boss. He had a shehaisalo bas. He had a daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. I said this back. Let me go back. I just messed up. Let me go back. Rabbi Meir Omer Shelo Haislo Bas. The bracha was that he did not have a daughter, right? So it means it's not a good thing. Rabbi Huda Omer, no, Shehaislo Bas. That's what it is. I said it backwards. Rabbi Meir holds the bracha was he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Huda says, no, the bracha was that he, yes, had a daughter. Achirim Omrim, so isn't Achirim Rabbi Meir? So not always. So this is not Rabbi Meir if you just said Rabbi Meir before that. So Achirim Omrim, Bas Haislo La Avram, Bakol Shema. He had a daughter, her name was Bakol. Rabbi Elazar, Hamodoy Omer, it's Tagninus Haisa Belibo Shel Avraham Avinu. He was very knowledgeable with astrology. Shekol Malchei Mizrach Umarav Mashkimin Lefischo, that all the kings of the east and the west would come to his door. They wanted to hear what he had to say. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, right? That's what Bakol means, right? Because he had this knowledge that everyone needed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Evin Toivo Haisa Tuluya Bat Savaro, Shel Avram Avinu. He had a special stone that hung around his neck. Shekol Chol Haroa Oso, and anybody who saw it, Miyad Misrape, would immediately be healed. Uvashash Shenifter Avram Avinu Min HaOlam, and when he passed away, Tolo HaKodesh Baruch Hu Begalgal Choma. He hung this stone from the sun, right? And that's what brings refuah. Amar Abaye, Hainid Amar Inshi. That's the popular saying that people say, Idle Yoma, Idle Kitsira. As the day goes on, the sickness gets, katsar, gets shorter, gets lifted. Dover Achir, another vort in what Bakol means. Shalomarad Esav Beyomov. That Esav didn't rebel during Abraham's lifetime. Dover Achir. Sha'asa Yishmael Teshuva Beyomov. Another pshat is a Bakol that Yishmael did Teshuva during Avram's lifetime. Shlomar Esav Beyomov, that Esav didn't rebel during the lifetime of Avram. Minon, how do you know? Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Ve'yavo Esav min hasada v'hu ayef. Esav came in and he was faint. Matana Osa Hayom Nifta Avram Avinu. That was the day that Avram Avinu left this world. For Osa Yaakov Avinu Tavshel Shel Adoshim V'Nachim Es Yitzchok Aviv. And this was the stew that Yaakov was making for his father Yitzchok because he was an Avil. That's what you feed lentils. Adoshim, you feed lentils to the mourner. Umayishna Shel Adoshim. Right, so why is that the food that we give them? So Amri b'mar Rava, Mishmei de Rabba bar Ramari, Ma Adosha Zu Ein Lope. Just like this lentil has no mouth, it doesn't have a crack like other types of beans do. Af Avil Ein Lope. So too, the Avil doesn't have a mouth. Right, he's such an anguish, he can't speak. Dover Achen, another pshat, Ma Adosha Zu Megugelis. Just like this is completely round, the lentil. Afavelus Megugelis. So too, that mourning is something that comes around to everybody in the world. My benai, what's the nafkamina? Whether it's that you don't have a mouth, or whether it's something that's circular. So ik benai, the nafkamina be the nachume bebe. Could you use an egg? Right, they don't have an opening, but they're not exactly round. They're oval shaped. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamesh Averos Avar Oiso Rosha Ba'Oso Hayom. Esav did 5 Averos on the day that Avram Avinu died. Ba'al Nar HaMarasa, he raped a Nar HaMarasa. Haragas Anev, he murdered somebody. V'chofer Be'ikir, he denied the main principle of Hashem's existence. V'chofer Tchias HaMesim, he denied the resurrection of the dead. V'shat Es HaBechora, and he despised the Bechora. So now it explains the proofs for all these. Ba'al Nar HaMarasa, Ksiv Hacha, it says, V'yavo Esav Min HaSadeh, he came in from the field. Ksiv Hasma says over there, by the whole parsha of Nar HaMarasa, Ki Basadeh Matzah, he found her in a field. So the Sada connection is what Esav did in the field. Haragas HaNefesh, he murdered somebody. Ksiv Hachet says, Ayef, he was weary, he was all tired out. Ksiv Hasma says over there, Oy na li ki aifa nafshi lahorgim. Woe is to me, my soul is faint before those who are murderers. That's number 2. Number 3, Bekofer Be'ikr, he denied the main principles of Hashem's existence. Ksiv Hachet says, Lama zeli, what do I need this for? Ksiv Hasma says, over there, by Shir Sayam, Zet Keli Vanvehu. This is my God, and I'm going to glorify Him. Number 4, Kafar Betchias Amesim. How do you know? Dechsi Vehine Anochi Holich Lamus. I'm going to go die. Veshat Es Abachora. Meaning, so from the fact that he said, like, I'm going to die, meaning I don't believe that's it. Like, I'm done. I'm not coming back. That's the point. And then the 5th one, Veshat Es Bechora. He despised the Bechora. He said, Pasuk says, Beferish, Dechsiv, Vayiv Es Esav Es HaBechora. So that is a beautiful kliyoker on the Pasuk of Vayiv Es Esav Es HaBechora, where he shows how these 5 Averos are hinted at in the Pasuk itself. Okay. Veshaasa Yishmael Teshuva Be'yamav Minolan. How do we know that Esav did Teshuva in the lifetime of his father? Kiha de Ravina Vravchama Barbuzi Hava Yasve Kaime de Rava Vakam Benam name Rabba. So they were saying they were in front of their Rebbe was Rava, and he started dozing off. So while they were dozing off, so then they were still talking, waiting before the Rebbe would wake up again. So Amalei Ravina Ravchama Barbuzi Vadai de Amrin Su Komi Seshiesh Bo Gavia. Whenever it says that there's a Gavia that they expired, Zuhi Misosin Shal Tzadikim. That's the death of Tzadikim. Amrle In. Yes, I've had Dor HaMabul, but it says by the Dor HaMabul. So Amrle says no. Anan Gavia Vasifa Kamrin. When it says both they were Gavia, they expired, and Asifa, they were gathered in, that's when it's talking about the death of a Tzadik. So Ravina says, but you have Ishmael, and it uses Gevia and Asifa by Ishmael. So Adahachi Isar Behu Rava. This is the point. Rava, who was dozing off, he woke up. So Amalhu Dardike, his Dardike, your children, right? Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yishmael also teshuva bechaya aviv. Yishmael did shuva in as far as lifetime. Shneemar, it says vayikbaru also Yitzchak veYishmael bonav. That Yitzchak and Yishmael, his sons, buried him. So the fact that the diak is the fact that Yishmael allowed Yitzchak to go in front of him. That's proof that he accepted him as the more authoritative son. He did tshuva. 1 second, says the Gemara of Adilma, Derech Chachmoson, Kachashiv Luhu. Maybe they're just listed in order of their Chachma, right? And Yishmael preceded Yitzchak, but the Torah didn't put them in order, right? Elamiata, Vayikbaru, Oso, Esav, Yaakov, Bonav. So then, if that's true, you have to say that Esav and Yaakov buried him, right? My time, Alo Chashiv Luhu, Derech Chachmoson. So why isn't Derech Chachma over there? Elamidikam, Midikam, Nay, from the fact he was makdim him, he let him go first, adibure, right? That he showed him that he made him the dabar here means like a leader. Umida abure, and from the fact that he made him a leader, shma mine teshuva over beyomov. And you see from the fact that because he accepted him that that's a raya that he in fact did teshuva in his lifetime. Okay, great. We'll pick it up here, Mitzvah Shem, next time with Daf Yud Zayin.